Hey guys, this is my podcast. We're going to be talking about Roblox, Minecraft, and Trove, aka the Blocks games. So yeah, stay tuned for that. Hey guys, this is our first episode of Blocks Games. Today we're going to be talking about Minecraft, simply the best game in the world. And yeah, so we're going to be talking about the bosses and hardest mobs to kill. So we're starting off from easiest to hardest. So we're going to start with zombie, because they're the easiest mob, or not really boss, but easiest mob to kill or eliminate. Second is spider. It can climb walls. It can, if it's in a dungeon, it can build webs, but it's very rare. Third, oh yeah, also zombies can wear armor. Third is the skeleton. They are very annoying, especially at night. Well, they don't really spawn at day, but they're really annoying at night, but not that hard to defeat in caves. But yeah, those are really annoying. And they can wear armor too. Fourth, what's it called? Oh yeah, we're gonna go to the creeper. Those might come before skeleton, but we're just gonna say creepers, they can instantly kill you if you're not careful. Like, sometimes you can use them to your advantage, but most of the time they're really hard to kill, and they drop gunpowder, and yeah, you can use gunpowder to make TNT. So, fifth mob, what is it? Wither? No, the bee. I think. I don't know. I haven't seen the bee in Minecraft yet. But we're just gonna say bee. And I don't really know anything about it yet. So, wither. Those, you have to summon them by placing 4 soul sand in an order where it's, so you place one piece of soul sand, place one on top of it, one beside the one you just placed, and one to the right. Okay, so one to the left you just placed, one to the right you just placed. And then you want to have 3 wither skeleton skulls, and place them on each block, like only the top 3. So then actually no. So the wither drops nether stars, and they're also really hard to beat, and they can regenerate, and yeah. Ender dragon. The ender dragon can, like, he can, first stage, he can regenerate from the crystals around. You destroy the crystals, he can't regenerate, but he'll just fly around for a bit. Then sometimes he'll go into the middle of the map, and he'll go back around, and then go back in the map, go back around, go back in the middle of the map. But one of his attacks are, he'll breathe on you with dragon breath, and he can be found in the end, like it's like the hardest dimension to get to, pretty much the only dimension other than the nether. And by the way, these are only ones that are, we're not going to be talking about nether yet. We're going to be talking about nether in the next segment. So, the ender dragon, when you kill it, you'll see it, like, not disintegrating, but, like, melting. No, not melting, but disintegrating. And it'll drop a bunch of XP by the portal. And yeah, there's the End City portal, which you can go through, except you don't have to. If you go back through the portal, you, like, not the city portal, the home portal, you'll go to, like, you'll go back through the portal, and you'll be wherever you last were, or probably beside the portal. And yeah, in the end, you'll also find Enderman, and in the End City, you'll find Elytra, which can be they're like wings, and you can fly around with them. If they get damaged from flying too much, you can use Phantom Membranes for repairing it. And yeah, you can also find Shulkers. And yeah, I'm pretty sure only Shulkers. Oh my god. And yeah, I'll see you guys in the next segment, episode, whatever. But yeah, see you guys in the next one. Bye.